only a pawn in their game. The deputy sheriffs, the soldiers, the governors get paid. And the marshals and cops get the same. But the poor white man's used in the hands of the mob like a tool. He is taught in his school, from the start by the rule, that the laws are with him, to protect his white skin, to keep up his hate. So he never thinks straight about the shape that he's in. But it ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in their game. And the greatest depression goes on, far from reckoning, unbeknown to the mainstream. Collectively, no one is paying attention, and yet dying a little faster every day. A chronic illness, we adapt to the malaise. Even when we try, it is hard to break free from the fantastic circus. The conventional view of a depression hinges upon images from the 1930s. Black and white snapshots left over from a point in time that has been largely forgotten or worse, rewritten. Rewritten by the victors, the banks, and the political finance industrial complex, they enable more so at this time than any other in history. Living the lie has never been more profitable. Take a look at the master of puppets, J.P. Morgan Chase. Their loan-to-deposit ratio is at a record low of 56%. The most telling snapshot of the financial system. They are making very few loans and yet vacuuming up record, low-cost, deposits, which are then leveraged into equities. Essentially, via the Fed, the banks have given themselves all the love of money conjuring, without the risk of making loans in a ZERP world. 6 years gone for the heart of the economy. The great stagnation, the misallocation of what could otherwise be risk capital for new business formation. They've stuffed the natural channels for progress for short-term gambling profits. Risk-free all the way through. For when it all backfires, like always does, the pain will be socialized across future generations. And the more the middle class is squeezed, the more the Fed will need to step in. Transfer payments of unfunded liabilities will provide the money velocity while the banks will continue to reap high-risk rewards without risk. Transfer payments will fuel consumption and put prices up until the next major crash. We can only see what we could have seen earlier. Nothing much to see here other than the increased spectacle of ignorance matched only by the fever pitch volatility of world financial markets. We are 6 years in, surrounded by 1,000 black swans, 360 degrees of precipice. And this time around, bubbles are everywhere. Bonds, equities, housing, and all along the spectrum for each. Junk bond yields are at all-time lows. Equity margin debt is at all-time highs. While the housing bubble slowly turns back toward its trend line, shouts of subprime can be heard from the halls of injustice. Ultimately, debt matters in the servicing. And the servicing is now. Inability to service debt will have a geometric shadow effect on balance sheets and derivatives. Will it be deflation, inflation, hyperinflation, or both? However you define, whatever you call it, it will be failure. Transfer payments will continue, direct money printing will come with hysteria, and wars will rage on for the benefit of the oligarchy. All of it will be shrouded from most by a combination of terrorist false flag-induced chaos or Ebola pandemic reality. Most people will continue to miss the opportunities to focus on what they can do and instead become blinded by fear and do nothing. Currently, we live in a brave new halcyon world, numb and safe from the inner kingdom of truth with all of us. From dawn to dusk, things turn Orwellian, as the cycle completes its totalitarian turn. We are living through this chaos now. The conflict at the heart of what is often deemed as entitlement. medical care, education are firmly wrapped in an entitlement display when the real issue is the raw inflation induced by the corporate banking class. Real banking will not return for some time. The Helin depression will mirror a Helin inflation. Electronic food lines transfer payments replaced by the magical array of chromatic illusions, equally mysterious. If you look close enough, you can see the shadow of the matrix. You can smell the stench of boiling frogs. The champagne socialist dreams of intervention, the middle class disappears, replaced by a smoldering populace. Real wealth is taken from every man while the photochrome fantasy mantra goes on and on. From the poverty shacks, he looks from the cracks to the tracks, and the hoofbeats pound in his brain. And he's taught how to walk in a pack, shoot in the back, with his fist in a clinch, to hang and to lynch, to hide neath the hood, to kill with no pain, like a dog on a chain. He ain't got no name, but it ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in their game. Bob Dylan, only a pawn in their game. For more articles like this, including thoughtful precious metals analysis beyond the mainstream propaganda and basically everything you need to know about silver, short of outlandish fiat price predictions, check out http://www.silver-coin-investor.com.